We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, campers. Hello, self-isolationists, self-quarantiners. Here we go, getting underway, the Thursday edition, penultimate workday of the week of the Bobby Mack Show from the friendly confines of stately McLean Manor. Great to have you along today, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and email me, bob@1063word.com. We are pleased to begin the program today with the co-chairman of the RNC, Tommy Hicks, who is joining us from, you're in Washington, Tommy, is that right?
I am in Washington. I'm at home, like most Americans, working from home. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing great, thanks. I know, Tommy, you're familiar with that ancient Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. I guess now the 21st century Chinese curse is may you live in Wuhan flu times, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know what? My heart goes out to all the Americans who've been affected by this. It's something we've never been through before, but we will get out of this stronger than ever, just like the president says.
You know, in retrospect, Tommy, in reflecting on what the president has done so far, which in his usual fashion has been yeoman-like work, I don't even know how much sleep he's getting at night, but it can't be much. When you reflect on what would happen had the result of the 2016 election gone differently, and we had Felonious Von Pantsuit in the White House instead of President Trump, we would really find ourselves up against it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the president's done an incredible job leading through this. He's got the highest approval rating he's ever had in his presidency. The American people know that and recognize the fact that he's addressed this, and he addressed it early. And the task force remains in constant communication with the entire, you know, world, federal, state, local officials, and the private sector. And Americans are coming together, and we're working through this together.
And, you know, Tommy, while we're passing out kudos, and certainly President Trump deserves the lion's share of those, but how about the job that Vice President Mike Pence is doing?
He's been incredible, just like the president. They're working around the clock, and their number one job is to keep Americans safe, and they're doing everything they can do to make sure that we are.
You are there in close contact, social distancing notwithstanding, so you get to see to a greater extent an inside look at what's happening. How much rest are the people that are on point on this actually getting?
Well, they're working around the clock, and God bless them for doing that. That's what we need. That's what leadership does. And
yep.
I think because the president acted early, thousands and thousands of lives have been saved.
You know, it's amazing, Tommy, to look at the continuing badgering treatment that the White House press corps and the rest of the media deliver on a daily basis to President Trump. And you mentioned early on, the end of January, President Trump cut off air travel from China. And the media and Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of them, oh, this is, what's the president doing? This is an overreaction. And now, in, you know, seeing where we are, it's ridiculous that they and their friends in the media were critical of the action the president took at the time that has kept to a greater degree the impact that we have seen from COVID-19.
Yeah, and they're even talking now about not covering the president's briefings. I mean, it's truly sick. This is a national time emergency, and it tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, certainly it does. And if you look at the ratings that the daily coronavirus briefings from the White House have been delivering, the ratings have been huge.
Well, and the president's the most transparent president we've ever had. He's out there every single day talking to the American people and giving people peace of mind. You know, here's what's happening in the world. Here's what we're doing to address things. That's what the American people need to hear from their leaders.
On the political front, Tommy, I know you've been following what the Democrats' presumptive nominee, I have my doubts as to whether he'll ever get to the finish line or not, Joe Biden, has been saying. And it's one gaffe after another, as usual.
Yeah, and it, again, makes me so happy that this president is our president right now. There is no doubt who's in charge right now. It's President Trump.
It's been a pretty amazing time to live through. I know that, and I am somewhat seasoned. In fact, I'm at ground zero, Tommy, for candidates for the Wuhan flu. I'm 70-plus and type 2 diabetic, so that's why I am self-quarantined and doing the show from home. But when you look at comparisons of Italy and other countries where they are having rates of fatalities that are double digits, and you look at the United States, where we are at last report 1.45% in terms of fatality rates. Now, obviously, we don't want to see anybody die, but keeping that number as low as it is a pretty significant accomplishment.
It is, and that's a testimony to all our healthcare workers out there who are also working around the clock.
You bet.
So they're doing a great job, and God bless them as well.
Burning the midnight oil last night again. I know you're familiar with the expression, nothing good happens after midnight, especially in Washington. But they did get the unanimously approved in the Senate, the massive economic rescue plan. Your reaction to the plan and what's in it and what it will do?
Well, I think Senator McConnell has done a great job getting it through the Senate. It's in Nancy Pelosi's hands now. And I think this is something that will get relief, much needed relief to the American people. And we need it. So it's been very strong in the Senate, and hopefully the House gets it through. The American people need it.
People here in South Carolina and our neighboring state to the north, North Carolina, are, of course, you know, obviously concerned with the topical events that are going on. But looking ahead on the political calendar, the convention supposed to be coming up in neighboring Charlotte, just 90 miles away from us, right up the road. What's the thinking right now on whether or not that's going to happen, Tom, because we've seen the Olympics canceled and some other things as well. How do we stand?
Well, we're committed to having the convention in Charlotte. We're excited about it. Obviously, things can change. We live this crisis day by day.
Sure.
But right now, we are working virtually right now. The campaign and the RNC are well positioned. You know, this past weekend, we had 1.5 million calls throughout the grassroots network. We're mm-hmm. utilizing our online platforms. We're training thousands and thousands of members of the Trump neighborhood team. We're activating our massive volunteer network. We're registering voters who attended Trump rallies, who hadn't registered to vote yet. And we're doing this all virtual, all around the country, all the time.
Yeah, I know that there
all we care about is reelecting the president.
I hear you. And I know that you all had placed a great deal of concerted effort into building up all of the tech aspects, social media and all the rest, heading into the election. And, boy, as it turns out, the timing on that could not have been any better.
You're right. And everybody I talk to around the country is so highly engaged right now, and they're making mm-hmm. the most out of their time. And they really, really want to reelect Donald Trump as president and to have the Republicans take the House back. It's truly important, especially when you consider the crisis we're in right now.
The way the Democrats, especially Nancy Pelosi, have handled this crisis, obviously, as they do with everything, politicizing it and delaying by days when people are desperate to get some relief from the government. I think it's very revealing, and I think that the Democrats will pay a price for that at the polls in November.
I think so as well. The American people are very smart. They understand exactly what's happened. When we lost the House in 18, we had 30 Democrats win who ran as moderates, and they've done nothing but salute to Nancy Pelosi, and they're going to be held accountable.
Yeah, I suspect that's going to be the case. Tommy Hicks joining us this afternoon. Tommy is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Tommy, please pass along our thanks to Vice President Pence, to President Trump, and all of those involved in this team, because we know how hard they're working, and we greatly appreciate their efforts on our behalf.
Well, thanks for everything you're doing, too. I will do
My
that.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tommy. Good to have you with us. Be safe. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then right back with more. And I know a burning question that a lot of people have in the wake of the passage of this Senate coronavirus bill. What's it mean to me? We'll spell out some of the details in this when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's apparently trying to work its way around to being a very nice afternoon. Sunshine out there, big nuclear reactor in the sky showing itself again. Great to have you along here on this Thursday, 3:22 here on the Bobby Mac Show. So one of the burning questions in the wake of the passage of the massive economic rescue plan, and by the way, it has pretty much turned out to be the usual Christmas tree with all kinds of junk ornaments attached to it. We'll talk more about that as we proceed along. But what's it mean for you in your unique situation? There was a piece today from Ron Blitzer. I don't know if Ron is any relation to Wolf Blitzer from CNN. I hope not. Who knows? It is an incestuous business after all. Do you qualify for a stimulus check in the Senate's coronavirus response bill? One of the cornerstones of the Senate coronavirus stimulus package is the direct payment of money from the federal government to American individuals and families. In the middle of the bill's hundreds of pages are details regarding exactly who can expect to receive money and how much they can expect. Here is a breakdown, and by the way, let me preface this by saying that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has said that he expects the checks to go out within 3 weeks, okay? Question number one, who is eligible? The bill makes clear that everyone is eligible, except for non-resident aliens and those who can be used as the basis for deductions for another person. In other words, a dependent and the like. Seniors, veterans, the unemployed, and low-income Americans would be eligible too, says Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley yesterday. The bill's text indicates those who receive Social Security can collect checks. For those not required to file 2018 or 2019 tax returns because of Social Security benefits, tax returns are not required to claim the money. The government can use information from a form SSA-1099, Social Security benefit statement, or form RRB-1099, Social Security equivalent benefit statement. With that in mind, here is how much people can expect to get. People who file their taxes as individuals are eligible for payments of up to $1,200, but that decreases for people who earn an adjusted gross income of more than $75,000 a year. The bill says that the payment is reduced by 5% of every dollar above that mark, or to put it another way, $50 for every $1,000 you make above $75,000 a year. What that ultimately means is that for people who make more than $75,000, the payment is less the higher their earnings are, with it being reduced to zero for those who make $99,000 a year or more. Couples who file a joint income tax return are eligible for a payment of up to $2,400 plus an additional $500 per child. However, again, that amount decreases for couples whose adjusted gross income is more than $150,000 in a year at the same rate of 5% of every dollar above that mark. I'm starting to sound like a CPA or a tax accountant here, for heaven's sake. But you need to know what's in it for you. This translates to less money the more people make, with it being reduced to zero for joint filers without children who earn $198,000 a year or more. People filing as heads of households. People who file as heads of households, are eligible for payments of up to $1,200, but that amount is increased by $500 per child. That amount is reduced for people who earn an adjusted gross income of more than $112,000 a year. The extent to which it is decreased depends on how many children they have, and then there's a chart from the Tax Foundation that illustrates how all this works. And by the way, Moneypenny, if you want to put this up on our Facebook page, it is at the foxnews.com website with the headline, "Do You Qualify for a Stimulus Check in the Senate's Bill?" Okay? So you'll be able to reference this at your leisure, which sadly I know against your wishes, you probably have more leisure time now than you would like. Income is based on people's tax filings for 2019, but if they have not filed for that year, then their filing for 2018 applies. If the individual has not filed a tax return for such individual's first taxable year, beginning in 2018, the bill says the information should be used for 2019, provided in their SSA 1099 or RRB 1099 Social Security benefit statements. So when and how are payments going to be made? Payments, according to the bill, will be made, quote, as rapidly as possible and no later than December 31st, 2020. Now, obviously, that's a long way off. But as I mentioned at the beginning of this piece, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he anticipates the checks will be out within 3 weeks. They will be made via direct deposit to an account the person is authorized for tax refunds or federal payments on or after January 1st of 2018. Notice will be sent to the person's last known address, within 15 days of payment, informing them of the method and the amount of payment. A phone number will also be provided so people can call the IRS in the event they did not receive it. And it's good that, in a sense, that we have so much time on our hands, because if you ever call the IRS, you know that it can be a somewhat lengthy process, and then the answer that you get may or may not actually be accurate. So there's the answer to some of the questions. Now, MoneyPenny informing me that we already have that piece up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1063WORD. As I said, all kinds of junk naturally is attached to this. Pelosi doing what she does. And when we come back on the other side of the news, I will give you some of the details of just what exactly is in this. Anybody with a long enough memory, you may recall once seeing a picture of a horse designed by OSHA. And it's just a combination of just about every animal on the face of the earth. Anyway, I will break down some of the details of what is in this monstrosity when we come back. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center right now. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show on 106.3 WORD, coming to you from stately McLean Manor.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:37 now, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show and the penultimate workday of the week. So as I mentioned before we went to Little Annie in the news at the bottom of the hour, this from the Daily Caller today. They have done a quick deep dive into the stimulus bill, and their story with the headline, Republicans Cave to Pelosi unanimously vote to give $350 million to refugees and migrants. You know, we have our priorities and they have theirs. Republican and Democratic senators unanimously voting to pass a coronavirus relief bill late last night that gives $350 million to assist refugees and migrants. I'm just curious, how many ventilators to be used by American citizens would $350 million? I'm just thinking out loud. Earlier this week, it was revealed that House Speaker Pelosi's relief package, that has all these ornaments she wanted to stick on the Christmas tree, would include $300 million for refugee assistance. The new bill, approved by the Senate and now headed to the House, includes an additional $50 million on top of Pelosi's initial $300 million for refugees. Because, you know, when you boil it all down, $300 million, that's a drop in the bucket. That's not nearly enough. We have to add on another $50 million. On page 817 of the 880-page bill, this bill passed in the Senate 96-0, right? How many of those 96 senators actually read this monstrosity? Let's see a show of hands. Anybody think that any of them actually read? Yeah, that's what I thought. On page 817 of the 880-page bill, the measure calls for, quote, an additional amount for migration and refugee assistance, $350 million, to remain available until expended. In other words, we're going to spend every nickel we've got in there to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus. Well, wait a minute. Aren't we already doing that? Provided that such amount is designated by the Congress as being for an emergency requirement pursuant to Section 251B2AI of the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985. Do I have any idea why the amount was increased? No, I do not. Other than, I guess, you know, the Republicans said, now, wait a second. We can't be, the optics of this are not good. We can't be seen as being cold and unfeeling towards refugees and migrants. We got to add, let's add another $50 million in there ourselves. Vote in the Senate was 96-0, with every member present approving the measure, and the president expected to sign it once it passes the House. Meantime, among Americans, the coronavirus panic continues to shake the economy. News breaking this morning that almost 3.3 million people have filed for unemployment, an unprecedented number. But, you know, we find ourselves in an unprecedented situation. In fact, you heard Annie mention in the news at the bottom of the hour, state labor departments, including here in South Carolina, overwhelmed with unemployment applications here in South Carolina. New York, their Department of Labor seen a 1,000% increase in claims. So we thought we would place a call to our local unemployment office and see how we're doing here. Let's do that.
Thank you for calling the Unemployment Claim Helpline. There are other claimants also waiting for assistance.
I bet.
There are about 23,000 people on hold in front of you.
Wow.
Current wait time is... Well, why don't you go ahead and binge watch an entire season on Netflix and check back? I suggest you check out Tiger King. You'll thank me later. Glad we could help, and thanks for calling the Unemployment Helpline.
Well, thanks a lot, Unemployment Helpline. You've really... That relieves my anxiety for sure. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Ray, who is in Clinton. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi, how are you today?
So far, so good.
Yeah, it's about the same way. I've been holed up here now for 3 weeks. So
yeah, cabin fever.
I tell you what, I had a personal experience I'd like to relate to you and see if it has anything to do with this virus. But when I moved to Iowa to start a job back in 1975, mm-hmm. I contacted a deadly disease out there. And the doctor didn't know what to do about it, but he sent a sample from me over to the Disease Control Center in Ames, Iowa.
Right.
And it came back that it was something I got from a plate or a cup in a restaurant, from what they could tell. And they weren't sure they could do anything for me, but they just recommended I take a certain drug that the doctor gave me, and luckily it worked. But I said, what happens if the drug doesn't work, doc? And he says, well, the way these type of diseases work, they try to get to a place where the blood can't circulate, like your joints.
Yeah.
And then they reproduce and give off a poison that eventually stop your heart.
Swell.
And so I'm looking at what they're doing now, and they're giving people that thing that has something to do with arthritis.
Yeah.
That might be the salvation of this whole thing for those that have the disease in them already, because
they're
the
are
disease
looking
ain't going to leave.
No. It, well, You know, it's interesting because I've read the description. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call. I've read some descriptions from people who have had COVID-19 and then have recovered from it. One, you know, in particular, the woman in California, said she took cold and flu medicine. And they're talking now about this one variation of chloroquine in combination, I think, with the ubiquitous Z-Pak that doctors prescribe all the time, that those in combination may be effective as well. But I know they're working as quickly as they can to try and figure out what we have in the existing pharmaceutical supplies that are already existing that that could be effective either in mitigating the effects of the Wuhan flu or knocking it out entirely. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. I catch up with the text line when we come right back. And Governor Henry McTaxter, still a top-of-mind item with his no more than three persons grouping together. We have set up a way for you to respond to the governor if you'd like to make your feelings known to him, and I'll share that with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Thursday. Welcome back. Bobby Mac Show here on this Thursday afternoon. Great to have you along. 10 before 4 o'clock. Let's quickly go to the phones and bring in Jerry, who is in Spartanburg. Hi, Jerry, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby Mac. How are you today, sir?
So far, so good.
Awesome, awesome. I like to call you every now and then when I can. I'm a local guy. I'm a truck driver from the upstate, and I've been listening to almost every news conference day. Luckily, I can do that in my truck every day.
Right.
Obviously, listen to you every day.
Appreciate that.
But of course, I'll continue to do so. But with that being said, I go to several places, you know, around the upstate. Like I said, I'm a truck driver. And one thing that I'm starting to pick out is there actually is a lot of disinformation or misinformation when you go from place to place. So some people think one thing, some people think another, and I think that's one problem that we have is, you know, you have some people due to the media thinking that this is the end of days, and then you have other people thinking that, hey, it's not that big of a deal. So I wish that we could figure out how to have that same message spread to everyone so we could just kind of get through this. But my next quick question is, I've been hearing about the stay-at-home things, you know, they're in – enforcing everybody to stay at home. How would this work, Bobby Mac, if, for example, I've been hearing you're allowed to go to grocery stores, you're allowed to go to takeout restaurants, things like that.
Right.
How would that work with the local police if they stopped you? For example, let's just say Charlotte, you know, up in Charlotte, I actually have to go there this weekend for trucking. And how would that work for normal citizens? If you're just going to the grocery store and they happen to see you, what are they going to do? Pull over everybody and just, what would you say? Hey, I'm going to the grocery store. And they're supposed to just let you go? Or
you know, it's open to speculation, I guess, at this point, because while the rumor mill continues to grind exceedingly fine, that they are looking at perhaps at some point a lockdown, the other end of that equation is President Trump saying he hopes this will all be over by Easter, at least as far as the more draconian measures are concerned. I guess they would have to apply this in some sort of common sense fashion because life still goes on.
Yes.
And people are...
Well, yeah.
People are going to need to go to the grocery store. They're going to need to go to their pharmacy to get prescriptions. They're going to need to go to the doctor if they have. Let's say you have a kid who falls down and, you know, playing in the yard and sprains an ankle or something. You got to take him to the hospital. I think that as long as they are, well, let's hope, first of all, that it never gets to quite as bad as a total. You can't leave your home lockdown. And by the way, some of the more tyrannical Democrats, like Chicago, for instance, has gone there.
Yep.
De Blasio in New York has gone there. Can you count on their actually applying common sense principles in this situation? I hate to be at their mercy, you know?
Yeah. I tell you I'll be glad when all this stuff's over, Bobby Mack. I really will, man. They've done a great job of putting some fear into a lot of people. And I tell you what, you know, I listen to Rush Limbaugh a lot as well. And they actually played a clip of what he said 2 weeks ago today. And
whoops,
I think, man, you know, they're doing these things on purpose, et cetera, et cetera. And it seems to be going in that fashion, I must say.
it makes you wonder. I was looking at the numbers. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. I was looking at the numbers today, the number of global deaths, because I've gotten a number of text messages about, for instance, Mexico. People wondering what the infection rates are like in Mexico. So I went to this website, and I brought it up. And it was pretty surprising when I looked at it. And I'll share some of these numbers with you in hour number two coming up of the program. I wanted to mention, though, Tara this morning on her show, because so many people are concerned about what Governor Henry McMaster may do next. Rumors, of course, floating around saying, are we going to go to a lockdown? And as you can imagine, in this kind of environment, all kinds of rumors are circulating, which doesn't contribute to people's peace of mind. And the governor yesterday, or day before, whichever it was, creating confusion with the groups of three or more business. So this morning, Tara set up a keyword on our text line, which is 71307, for listeners to be able to get information on how to call or email Governor McMaster if you are in the group of people that want to contact the governor and either encourage him to resist the pressure to shut down the South Carolina economy entirely, or send him whatever message you like. And the keyword that has been set up for this is GOV, short for Gov, of course. And when you go to that link, you just text GOV to 71307. Then you are going to be sent information on how to call or email Governor McMaster. So when I received this email around 9 o'clock this morning from Chris, who is Tara's producer, I emailed him back, and when I saw the keyword was GOV, and I said, shouldn't that be GOB, or was it GUB, one or the other? Which did I say? I can't remember. Yeah, I said GUB, Gub, as in governor. So before I knew it, Chris had emailed me back and said, well, okay. You know, we've set up a GOV for this, but we also added the keyword GUB, as in Governor Henry McMaster, just for you, Bob. So you can use either one. You want to contact the governor, GOV or GUB, to 71307. Hour number two is next in the Bobby Mack Show.